We've spoken about pickleball a couple of times on this program. It is the up-and-coming sport, and who knows, maybe someday it'll be an Olympic sport. I think it might be, according to some of the experts. And you talk about, well, where do you play? Where do you go to play pickleball? Well, there's some courts around the areas and things like that. But how about a pickleball club? Yeah, one's opening up in Rye coming up in just a few weeks. And to talk a little bit about that is the owner and the head pro of New England Pickleball Club in Rye, our good friend Dave Velardo, who joins us in studio. Good to see you. Welcome, my friend. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Pickleball. When was the first time you played pickleball? Tell me.
So I was living in California, and one of my Solar City customers invited me to play this sport called pickleball, which sounded terrible because that name is just absolutely awful. But
no, right?
Like most people, first 5 seconds, I knew it was like, you know, the saw the light. And so from there, I knew I would kind of fit my skill, and I was looking for a new sport.
Did you know anything about the sport?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Did you play tennis at all?
I was a ping pong player.
Ping pong
player. Decent at ping pong, not great at tennis.
So just for people who don't understand what pickleball is, it looks like a tennis court, but it's not quite as big as a tennis court,
right? Yep.
And the skills that you have for pickleball is a combination of maybe paddle ball, tennis, ping pong.
Absolutely all the above.
It's
kind of like, you know how you ever seen those huge chess pieces? So it's kind of like full-size ping pong in a way.
Yeah.
It's like a, you know, real-size ping pong on a surface.
Where did it originate in California?
I believe, you know, don't quote me on this, but I think it might have been Washington. It's definitely not California. Oregon or Washington, I believe.
I'm going to quote you. Yeah. I think you're right, actually, because we did have somebody else to talk about the history of pickleball, and I think they mentioned Washington or Oregon.
Yeah, I think Washington was, that's where I put my money.
Yeah. So tell us about this, because this is quite interesting, and I encourage people to go to your website, which is up now, NEPClub.com, NEPClub.com, and we're talking about New England Pickleball Club, which is going to open up in Rye in just a couple of weeks. Where in Rye, actually?
That's right. It's on Route 1. It's at the old airfield. Now it's going to be called Airfield Place. That used to be New England's biggest indoor skate park. So it's a huge 50,000 square foot building, and New England Pickleball Club has taken about a third of that. There's going to be a lot of other businesses opening as well. And
so they're redeveloping that whole
building.
Correct.
Completely transformed. It's going to be amazing. Definitely everyone, whether you know pickleball or not, you're going to want to check it out this fall.
So tell me the idea behind the club itself, because obviously you said to yourself there's got to be a demand for this, because this sport is like skyrocketing.
Absolutely. It's crazy. I mean, I've been involved in different markets and businesses in my life, and pickleball is by far the best as far as demand. It's just crazy. So everything's worked out great since I moved back to New England.
Why do you think the demand is so high?
So pickleball, it's very easy to pick up. You don't need to have these complex motions like a tennis serve or golf. It's actually better to have shorter swings. So it actually helps people who don't want to do the bigger swings in a way.
I've played a couple of times, and the serve is much easier than a tennis serve.
Yeah, nice underhand baby serve.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Yeah.
Just my
We
swing.
Might need to do a lesson though, Mike, because I like to get those serves deep if we can.
All right, I'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
So talk about the club itself, because this is your grand opening is going to be what, in a couple of weeks?
August 6th. Not grand, I would say soft opening.
Okay, soft opening.
Let's not bring the army, the stampede in quite yet, but
right.
soft
but
opening
tell us about the
only.
Idea behind it, what it's going to entail, what's going to be in the building itself.
Sure. So for the club, it's basically, you know, when I moved back to New England from California, I knew I could help pickleball players improve, because I've been teaching a long time. I originally taught golf and piano, and also in terms of how the group play works. So it's really, you know, the most questions that I get is like, hey, I'm a beginner, I don't know anybody. Or, hey, I'm not getting the games that I want. And so that's kind of the main point of the club, is to really have a really well-run club around the social and group play aspects, and also have a super academy. So my team for those areas is super strong.
So you scouted out areas for the last couple of years, right? Pretty much?
Well, I think a lot of people in New England have been trying to figure out how to make the pickleball club work in this place. And Rye was you know, a new owner bought the building after the skate park went out of business. And they were probably going to do pickleball anyway. And so I was very fortunate. I got in front of the new owner and pitched him how I would run it along with a friend. And it just was perfect timing, absolutely perfect timing for, I think, everybody.
So tell me how the club will work. Is it a membership? Will there be lessons available, like an academy or things like that?
Yep, so you don't have to be a member to take lessons, but if you want the good play, you're probably going to want to be a member. So we've actually already sold 250 memberships.
Congratulations.
Thank you so
much. Wonderful.
Already, and we're going to cap that initially at 300. So that's going to sell out pretty soon. Non-members will be able to play after the soft opening, but the members are going to get all the priority on the court time and the group play. So that's the reason people are joining, basically.
Yeah. And talk about lessons. Are you going to be giving lessons? Do you have a staff or do you have just as yourself? Or what?
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to be teaching a lot, help pay for all the construction costs. We have beginner classes for sure, a lot of beginner classes. We've already sold 50. 50 people as beginners have joined the class. And I'll have assistant pros as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Let's talk a little bit about the actual academy. Tell me what the academy is going to be like.
Sure. So, you know, the bulk of players are the beginners and the lower levels. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot of just beginner classes.
Right, right.
We actually have a true beginner and a beginner plus. It's like the friendly beginners and then maybe more competitive people, like a tennis background that really wants to get right into it. So I'll be teaching that class initially. And then for the more intermediate advanced players, I do a lot of private lessons. I do a lot of play it lessons. We have video cameras set up on the courts, so you'll be able to do video coaching. And it's all kind of built around what I've learned over the last 6 years, playing on the pro tour, teaching a lot, and kind of my background as a creative startup person about thinking about the best way to prioritize essentially what skills to work on to take care of all the problems, like beating the bangers. Everyone's complaining to me like, oh, they're just banging. I mean, how do we do that? So that's what the academy is actually probably the main focus of the academy. And I think improving is how to beat those players who are just ripping the ball.
You know? Oh, sure. I want to encourage our listeners to go to the website, nepclub.com. Dave Velardo, our guest, he's the owner and head pro of the New England Pickleball Club, right in Rye there. For people who, most people obviously who are playing pickleball now, they're playing outdoors now. But these are indoor courts, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So there's many, especially I think once people start getting used to the indoor courts, it's going to be hard to go back to the outdoor courts because the advantages of playing indoors, no wind, you can play in, you know, all day, perfect climate control.
No wind.
Exactly. No wind. You don't have to worry about getting a court. All the courts are fully enclosed with fencing. We really have built, the construction came out absolutely pretty much perfect.
How many indoor courts do you have?
So we have six full-size courts and then one skinny training court.
And just to explain to our listeners who may not understand what pickleball is, mm-hmm. the size of the court, what would you say it's about maybe two-thirds of the size of a tennis court, something along those lines?
About, yep. Yeah. You can fit, depending, you know, you could fit two or three or four-ish courts on a tennis court. You know, using the outside of the court as well. So that's about right.
Yeah. And will people be able to rent equipment? Do they need to bring their own paddles
good
with them?
Good question. That's a good question. So if you're a beginner, I would say don't buy a paddle because I...
Don't buy a paddle.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you're going to want to just... We'll have demo paddles for free. And I often get beginners that buy a $40 paddle and it gives them like no power, horrible mishits. And it was pretty much the opposite of what you want in pickleball. You really want to make sure you have a paddle that gives you the power easily and is pretty firm. You don't need to buy a paddle. Definitely buy tennis shoes, though. We'll be selling tennis sneakers, but we may not have your size. And you're not going to want to play with running shoes. You're not going to play with trail sneakers or your street shoes.
So what are the best shoes to play pickleball?
Definitely tennis. So I get that question a lot. So go to Amazon or go to Dick's or whatever and get tennis sneakers. Tennis shoes, tennis sneakers.
Surface of the indoor court, is it any different from the outdoor courts that people are playing on?
Good question. So we have indoor courts, but it's not a gym surface. Most people in New England, when they think about playing pickleball indoors, it's on a basketball court.
Right.
But we have that, you know, surface that a professional is used to playing on, a really good outdoor court. So it's basically really good tennis hard court is basically the same surface essentially as a really good outdoor pickleball court or our courts.
All right. So once again, the website is nepclub.com. nepclub.com. That's New England Pickleball Club. Dave Velardo is the owner and head pro. A lot of good things on the website as well. You can see all the courts. They're all complete, correct?
Correct.
Pretty much
yep.
All complete, all the construction. And we've got the soft opening coming up on August 6th, correct?
August 6th for members, yep.
August 6th. All right. So if people want to become a member or get involved with the club, can they log on right through the website? Is that possible? Or do they need to call you or what?
Yep. So you can buy a membership right online. definitely, if you have any questions, just go to the contact information at the bottom of the webpage and you know, give me a call. And make sure everybody signs up for the email newsletter on the webpage, because even if you haven't started playing pickleball yet, but you might, you're going to want to get on that so you can hear the announcements about all the cool beginner stuff we'll have coming out this year.
Are you amazed that this is like a wildfire? This pickleball has just taken off?
For sure. I mean, I started slow, then, and, you know, California, and then all of a sudden I came out here and it snowballed. I've been teaching for 3 years in New England, and just all my referrals snowballed, and then the club, and now it's just everything spiking. So it's very busy. Things are busy.
We had one other kind of historian on talking about pickleball, and I didn't realize the game has been around for over 50 years. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what they say on Wikipedia. I mean, most people haven't heard about it. I know. It's really the last, whatever, six, seven years that it's, you know, I think it was, I mean, for 30 years. The first 30 years, nobody was really.
I guess it was an idea that was born 30, 40 years ago, I would imagine. How many people played, I really don't know.
Right, yeah. Although, the one area I've heard is in high school. A lot of gym, like physical, whatever, the gym class in high school.
Yeah.
A lot of people do pickleball in that, I guess.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. Dave Velardo, owner and head pro of New England Pickleball Club. Once again, the website is N-E, like New England, pclub.com. N-E-P-club.com for New England Pickleball Club. Good to talk to you, and good luck with the venture. It opens up a soft opening on August 6th in Rye.
Thanks. Congratulations. Thanks so much.
Congratulations. We'll talk again soon. I'll take you up on that lesson as well. 7:54, it's the Pulse of New Hampshire.